writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Hello and welcome to the B-Sams podcast show. This is the first episode I've done in a while, but I will try to get back to you guys with weekly episodes, if I'm so lucky. But that song was by Chet Baker. It was called But Not For Me. It was a great song. Chet Baker is a great trumpet player, and he's playing up in heaven now. So, yeah. Well, we got a great show for you guys today. Maybe talk about a little bit about politics and about some animes and some movies I've seen recently. But yeah, just sit back and relax. But one of the things I wanted, well, first, back to why I played that Chet Baker song, was from a good anime series called Kids on the Slope. It's 12 episodes, I believe, so it's not that long, but it's really good. It's about just kids and their love of jazz. It's a slice of life anime. Really great. I recommend everybody watch it. But yeah. So anyway, just sit back and relax, and after this song, I'll come back and we'll talk about Pussygate.
I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. Oh, this is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, nigga. Fuck you, cause there is no right or wrong. Only a song. I like to write alone, be in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home.
but the only thing like home I've ever known, until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing panties, getting done. Had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you and my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got two bitches playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Niggas eat them up, will regurgitate me. Shit trunk tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a virgin the urge to rape me, nigga, please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, niggas can't wait for one of these. I see, nigga, this ain't no Rolex, it's an AP, nigga. I'm hot dog, catch up to me, nigga. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this bitch, like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that shit gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%, going off. Now niggas showing off. Niggas where they hard, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a big ass Boeing. Getting head like a coin toss, too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know free. My dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me.
Apparently by J. Cole. That's a really great song. And he actually got a platinum album off that album, Forest Hill Drive, Forest Lawn Drive, whatever it's called. A lot of people don't listen to all the little songs on it. They just listen to the poppers or the hits. But I highly recommend everybody take a listen to that. But yeah, so we're back. So today's date is the 15th. Yeah, Saturday, October 15th. It's 11 o'clock where I'm at. If you're listening in the daytime, the evening time, whenever you're listening, just welcome back. And yeah, so I don't know, you guys. It's over, basically. The election is over. Trump has dug himself in the grave he cannot climb out of. With these sexual assault accusations, it's basically over. You just can't say those things and get away with it. Like, the things he's saying, I understand the argument, which his argument is, oh, it's locker room talk. But no, it's not locker room talk. I've been to locker rooms, but we don't, guys don't talk like that. We don't talk anything like that. We'll say, oh, like, oh, that girl is a fat ass, or, oh, the girl's big boobs. We don't talk about aggressively going after a woman and saying, oh, you can just, I'm just going to grab her pussy. No, we don't say, oh, I'm just going to grab her ass, I'm going to grab her boobs. And no one says that. So to hear Trump bragging about sexual assault, to me, no. Well, I wasn't going to vote for him anyway, but now I'm going to rally support not to vote for him. But you just can't disrespect women like that in general. People were saying, oh, that was in 2005 when he wasn't running for president, or of course he changed since then. But still, you can't, a private citizen shouldn't talk like that. And that's not the example we set for our kids and our children listening. Oh, that's President Trump. The guy, which guy are you talking about? The grab him in the pussy guy. Like, come on. So that's over with. But yeah. So I guess that's enough of that. Go Hillary. Yeah. But to everybody who is like, oh, I can't trust Hillary because the email scandals, I'm just going to hit that real quick on 2 points. One, she already went to court, a Republican, 11 hours. She testified for 11 hours. 11 hours. Think about that. About Benghazi and the emails. And they found her not guilty twice. So she went in front of a congressional court, basically, and they found her not guilty. So that's it. It's over. She's not guilty. Has she apologized? Yes, she could have handled it differently, and I agree. She should have kept a private email and all this stuff. And the government said, they looked at her, no information was leaked. She did what was right, and yeah. As for that in relation to Trump, you can't trust Trump. He lies. This poll on PolitiFact said that 80% of what Trump says is a lie. And that a lie comes out of his mouth every 5 minutes he tells one major lie. I mean, come on, guys. Like, you don't believe me? Look it up. PolitiFact.org or .com. I forget. It won the Pulitzer Prize. But come on, guys. You guys got to fact check these things that he's saying, because they're not true. And people are buying into it. And furthermore, he has this I alone can fix the government. I alone know the tax laws better than everybody else. You can't do that in a government. This is a team sport, politics. It's not a 1v100, okay? This is a dangerous concept that he's bringing about. He's making it so that we possibly can have a dictatorship or an authoritarian regime. Like, come on, people, how dumb are you? I alone can fix this. The current generals are garbage. I know more than the U.S. generals. Like, one, obviously that's a lie. You don't know more than the U.S. generals, Trump. Like, come on. And two, we can't have that. Authoritarian, I alone can solve this. Because then what we're heading towards is towards a non-democratic, one person rule everything, dictatorship, monarchy. I think people are just tired of the way things are done, and they're tired of career politicians and people not looking out for them. And so they see Trump, a successful businessman, and they say, oh, well, he's an outsider. Let's vote for him. He's not a Republican, guys. So I don't know why the Republicans are clinging to him. He destroyed the GOP. He just took you guys out. He just said, oh, some random person could just come in and just fuck the GOP over. But on the other hand, I will say that if Bernie Sanders had won the Democratic Party ticket, he would have done the same thing. So it's two sides of the same coin. But yeah, but that's enough about that. I mean, I can go on for days talking about that. But yeah, I mean, come on, you guys. How dangerous? He's dangerous, you guys. But I'm glad he's not going to get elected. Because, yeah. But on the election, millennials, if you're listening, you got to vote, guys. You don't vote because your voice is not heard. Of course your voice is not going to be heard if you don't vote. Our voice is not being heard because we don't vote. The politicians, they're going to press the issues of the people that vote. So 35 and over. what those people need, they're going to try to get done because they want the votes. So, millennials, if you're listening to this, please vote. Yeah, that's all. Politics, I can go on forever. Just, you know, B-Sam's ramblings of a madman. But, I don't know, you guys. Oh, I saw the movie Magnificent Seven with Denzel and Chris Pratt and a bunch of others. It was a really good movie. Well, I wouldn't say really good. I went at 10:30, so it was like no one there but just me and my date. And, then two people came, but they sat really far. So it was basically just us. But it was a really good movie. I liked it. I wouldn't say it ended with a twist or was surprising to me. But if you watch the trailer, it just obviously it goes in more depth. But it's just, I liked it. It was a good movie. So I highly recommend you guys see that movie. This week, I think they're doing a Harry Potter, screening near me in Long Beach, Edwards. Like, all 8 of Harry Potters or something leading up to the, leading up to that one Harry Potter movie, Mysterious Magical Beasts and Where to Find Them or something like that. So definitely going to try to check that out because my girlfriend is a really big Harry Potter nut. I'm not. I don't like Harry Potter at all, but she does. So, you know, little sacrifices. But I think I'm going to give you guys a song for a little bit. Think about what I was talking about, and I'll be right back. All right. Guys, we are back, and that was Falling by Alicia Keys. And It's a really great song. I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I know I enjoy it. And just felt like playing it, so. Yeah. And so what I'm going to do now is do the three facts segment of the podcast. Because, as you know, a lot of podcasts deal with opinion and speculation and just not real hard evidence stuff, you know. So I like to give my viewers or listeners, I guess it would be, three songs and three facts. So if you leave today knowing one fact, then I feel as though I've done my job, done my duty. So here we go, the three facts. First fact is that ants can actually survive in a microwave. And that is because of how small they are. They can stand between the waves, the radioactive waves, and be entirely unharmed. So that's crazy. It's because of the largest body to surface area volume ratio. I don't know if that makes sense. Probably doesn't, but whatever. I'm not going to go into much details. They're just, radiation waves are too big, and they're small, so they just dodge them. Duck and weave. Rocky. Second fact is about the jellyfish that lives forever. It is Teratopus dorinii. That's the scientific name, and it's basically a jellyfish that when it's about to expire of old age, it reverts to its larva state and goes to the polyps. Because jellyfish, they go from like the polyps to the adolescent jellyfish to bigger jellyfish than the adult jellyfish. But this jellyfish actually lives forever. And he, like I said, he grows his whole life. And then when it's done, when he's about to die, reverts to his polyp stage and starts life all over again. So he can live forever with he can't die of natural causes. Obviously something, sea turtle can come and eat him. But very unlikely, since he lives so deep in the ocean. But yeah, so I thought that was amazing. And if we could harness that energy, I mean, not the energy, but the technology, we maybe possibly can make humans live forever. I personally would not want to live forever. Or I don't know. Never know. So the third fact is, so what do we got? We got the ants, we got the jellyfish. Wow, a lot of animal facts today. What is my third fact? Let's see, boys and girls listening, or girls and boys, doesn't really matter the order. God, I am drawing a blank, you guys. Alright, I'm just going to give you guys one of my backup facts. It takes women 1 degree more of sweat, 1 degree more temperature to sweat than men. So, like, if a girl and a guy are working out, women will have to work 1 degree to produce 1 degree more temperature-wise to sweat than the guy will. So that's interesting. I actually don't know why that's true, but, yeah, it's true. So, yeah, those are the three facts. That was excruciatingly painful. Next time, we'll have them written down. I won't just have it in my head. But, yeah. So, a lot of good games are coming out, you guys. Battlefield 1 is coming out Tuesday the 18th, early enlister edition. That looks amazing. That's probably going to be the only game I'm going to be playing this season, boys and girls. Battlefield 1, it's set in World War 1 times. They have these really nice antique guns. A lot of them historically didn't see action historically, but they're just concept weapons and stuff, but it's still amazing. You just look at the thing DICE and Frostbite are doing. It's just so innovative. Like, me personally, I don't like where Treyarch and Call of Duty and Infinity Ward are headed. They're headed towards the futuristic, like Titanfall kind of thing. And like, if you like that, that's cool. But I personally don't like that. Like, even with Advanced Warfare, that was too far. Like, I thought, like, the boost packs and stuff, like, that was kind of lame. And now with Black Ops 3, walking on walls and stuff, like, I didn't like that. I like the zombies. I go in it for the zombies, like the Black Ops series. Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3. Just loved the zombie storyline, and now that's coming to a close, so all I have now is basically Battlefield 1 to play. And that's going to be amazing. So we'll let you guys know how that goes. But yeah, so those are the games. Battlefield 1 is coming out. The open beta for Infinite Warfare is out, but a lot of people are having trouble downloading it and playing it. So I personally haven't tried to play it, but maybe I'll get to it later this week. I don't know how busy I am with school and work and all that stuff. But I hear a lot of people are having trouble playing it. Personally, I think people are just going to buy Infinite Warfare for the COD 4 remastered, Modern Warfare remastered. And this goes back to what I'm saying. We don't want new futuristic games. We want those old games that we used to play revamped. Like, for example, Modern Warfare remastered, that's a great game. Modern Warfare 2, great game. I understand that you guys are running out of material because it's been done before. Everything you can think of has been done, like in 2016 and back, like 1990s warfare, Afghanistan, and all that stuff has been done. But just different scenarios you can do, guys. Like, for example, Call of Duty Vietnam. That would be a game I would play. I feel like it'd be amazing. But yeah, people are just going to this futuristic thing. I don't like it. But if it floats your boat, good for you. But yeah. So what else, you guys and girls? I don't know, you guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for this show. So, yeah, this has been B-Sam's Thoughts. And you guys are welcome to leave a like, subscribe for more videos. They'll be coming. I'll be cranking them out at a more frequent pace than I usually am. And yeah, if you guys want to submit a question I can answer, just submit it to my email, which is bsampsthoughts@gmail.com. Once again, that's bsampsthoughts, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Just email me a question. I'll answer it. Maybe give you a shout-out, anything. Just bsampsthoughts@gmail.com. And, yeah. So, I'll leave you guys with a little soundbite of a funny scene from The Neighbors 2.
15 individuals. They're not a cohesive unit. They don't understand the most important rule of sisterhood. There's no I in sorority.
Yeah, there is. There's two, actually.
There's just one.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the middle.
That's an O.
Two I's straddling the Y. S-O-R-R-I-A-Y-O-R-I-T-Y.
What?
There's a U in there that you guys are all missing.
S-O-R-R-I-R-O-I-T-I-T-Y.
Sorority?
That's how you spell it.
You think the titty is silent?